the heart of Florida's great Northwest. It's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio, located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a great show for you tonight. We have a great audience, beautiful audience. Wish you could see them, but you can't. But they are. Take my word for it. We have beautiful artists, too, for the most part. No, we're going to have a good time tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Pensacola, and we're glad that everybody can be with us, those here and those listening wherever they are. We're going to start out with a friend that I love having this guy on. In fact, I had him on when we were reborn and came back for the first time, which was more than a little bit, well, actually, just slightly more than a year ago, so we're always glad to have him. Grant Peebles is a seventh-generation Floridian and a former expatriate, having spent 11 years on a tiny island off the coast of Nicaragua, where he installed the island's first flushing toilet. He returned in 2006 to a very different homeland, an experience that shaped much of his songwriting style since that time. With a voice No Depression magazine said sounds like a 57 Chevy with glass mufflers, and songs that the radio blog Routes and Branches deemed smart, strong lyrics that mean something and say it in a way that you haven't heard before. Grant continues to receive rave reviews for his writing and his performances. Songwriting legend Bobby Braddock describes him like John Prine, but with a southern bent. But never one to be pigeonholed, Grant describes himself like this: a vegetarian that watches NASCAR, a tree hugger that keeps a gun under the seat. Please join me in welcoming Grant Peebles.
This is the first song I wrote after I moved back from Nicaragua. It's called Grant's Talking Blues. I'm the kind of fella that don't talk much. I usually stay in my seat and keep my mouth shut. But the last couple years I started getting depressed. The popular culture's had me all upset. For a while there I thought I was gonna fold. I was starting to wig, I was losing control. So I set upon a self-therapeutic move. And I picked up this guitar and I wrote Grant's Talking Blues. And there were narcissists on the left and fundamentalists on the right, and madmen in the middle, not a savior in sight. I was overwhelmed by the lies and the danger and the doom. Your king had no clothes and there was an elephant in the room. I seen coddled kids indulged and obese, relating to the world through computer screens, oblivious to the demise of this fragile planet and how the economy was killing it and they were just trying to expand it. I seen the love of money had a nominal effect upon who your kids were and how they would act. No, it was the worship of money that was sinking their ship. It made them soft and self-centered and spiritually unfit. There was hip-hop and NASCAR and American Idol and iPods and porn stars and virtual battles. Immediate gratification hummed a collective groan, promenading through shopping malls while there was a war going on. You've been duped and screwed by unscrupulous minions who gave away the store and stole the elections. And they started that war under false pretenses, then abandoned justice and our poor soldiers in the trenches. So I started searching for answers like a starving dog, digging through this culture in search of a bone, something to hold on to, something I could believe in, something to make sense of all the madness I was seeing. But all that was there was sentimentality and patriotic blindness and religious banality, flag-waving fools that pawned the future. Now they were losing their grip, but still digging in deeper. Yeah, the American experiment, it was on the rocks, all high on its fumes and deeply in hock. stumbling forward through expanding bandwidth while leaving a hideous stain on our national canvas. You see, this is just a mall building culture, and it was in denial. Global warming kicked up, y'all just turned the dial. Bought bigger SUVs, burned coal, fertilized your lawns. But integrity's like virtue, man. You can't just turn it off and on. Anyhow, it's too late, and I despaired and turned inward, which for me, pathologically, is a dangerous venture. But I was lost and unbalanced. Things were terribly wrong. Thank God I found some balance by playing these songs. And so that's what I do these days, try to keep my sanity. I know this whole touring folk singer thing kind of comes across like vanity. But after 50 years of living, I finally see how things work. You live life forward, but you have to figure it out in reverse. And so America's a broken dream and civilization's a bust. But I've learned to manage my disappointment and mistrust. That's the point of this song, that's the gist of all my tunes. And that's why this one gets called Grant's Talking Blues. La-da. This is a little Sunday school song I wrote. Well, Jesus was revolutionary. He died in the electric chair of his day. He broke bread with them beggars, whores, and sinners, and he pissed off the rich with the things that he'd say. Well, Jesus weren't no citizen distinction. Wouldn't pledge allegiance to your nation's flag. He'd come to town on the back of a donkey, searching for a stone upon which to rest his head. Long ago, in the land of Galilee, come a man with a beard, long hair and dirty feet. They didn't like the things he said, they didn't like the things he taught. So they marched him up a hill, and he nailed him to a cross. Jesus was a revolutionary. He died in the electric chair of his day. He broke bread with them beggars, whores, and sinners, and he pissed off the rich with the things that he'd say. Jesus weren't no real estate investor, didn't have a pension or an IRA. He laid up all his treasures there in heaven, and he died in the electric chair of his day. And long ago, in the land of Galilee, come a man with a beard, long hair and dirty feet. They didn't like things he said, they didn't like things he taught. So they marched him up a hill, and they nailed him to a cross. Yeah, Jesus was a revolutionary. He died in the electric chair of his day. He broke bread with them beggars, whores, and sinners, and he pissed off the rich with the things that he'd say. He had a communist agenda. Divvied up the bread and fish and he'd give it all away. He weren't no member of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. No, he turned over tables where your deals got made at. Long ago, in the land of Galilee, come a man with a beard, long hair and dirty feet. They didn't like things he said, they didn't like things he taught. So they marched him up a hill and they nailed him to a cross. Yeah, Jesus was a revolutionary. He died in the electric chair of his day. And he broke bread with them beggars, whores, and sinners, and he pissed off the rich with the things that he'd say. Yeah, Jesus was revolutionary. And he died in the electric chair of his. All right, we're going to do a sing-along. I'm going to teach it to you real quick. You might have already noticed I'm a little preoccupied with the demise of American culture. And it's something I kind of started studying a little while ago. And I came across this idea that there was a parallel between the decline of American culture and that of Roman culture. And so I started studying up on it. I'm kind of like Sean Hannity, you know, when I get an idea, what I do is I go out and look for facts to support what it is that I think I believe in. And so I went out, and sure enough, I found it. You know, it was out there. But, of course, the big difference was is, you know, Roman culture took this long, kind of long, gradual decline. And what I saw in American culture was happening really fast, you know, kind of like started in November of 2000. And it's just been like auguring itself. But I went and I studied up, and what I found in Rome is that during that decline, there was a Colosseum over there, and they would bring in people and feed them to lions in this Colosseum, and they had gladiators killing each other, and they had and the people would come into this Colosseum, and it was free, and it was gory, and it was bloody and violent. They loved it. And the oligarchy put it on, the people in power put it on, and while they were there, they'd give them free food, you know. So they kind of had them duped, and one of the guys of the day called it Bread and Circuses. And I tried to write a song called Bread and Circuses, and it didn't work. But I wrote a song called High Fructose Corn Syrup that I'm going to teach to you right now. Okay. And the words are, and I promise you'll be driving home tonight over the bridge singing this. I don't know why it's like that. The words are High Fructose Corn Syrup, Reality TV, Taylor Swift and Burger King, Jesus and Cheap Gasoline. Okay, you know it, Pat, don't you? Okay, here we go. High Fructose corn syrup in reality TV and Taylor Swift and Burger King and Jesus and cheap gasoline and I hear my Savior's hue and cry the rush of angels there is evil and danger around every bend, but I cling to these sacred things. Yes, it's high fructose corn syrup, reality TV. Get churchy now. And Taylor Swift and it's slipping away as darkness draws ever more near. I see evil and danger around every bend, but I hold to these things so dear. Yes, it's high fructose corn syrup, reality.
Thank you, Grant. Grant Peebles, he will be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart. with 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. We do appreciate our sponsors, don't we? Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure. Because you got the cheap seats because of them now, so you need to be happy about that. All right, our next guests. Actually, it's interesting. She told me the way she found out about Radio Live was they were coming through Pensacola and turned on Channel 4, and there we were. They said, wow. I bet they probably thought that we were outside, too, because a lot of people that watch the TV show because of the streetscape thinks we're actually out in the street somewhere. But I'm glad that she saw us and we got in touch. Nikki Talley is a native North Carolinian, still living in Asheville when she and her husband Jason Sharp aren't on the road touring, which is hardly ever at home, that is. Having played more than a couple hundred shows in over 20 states, touring out of their Chevy van Bluebell, which they bought with money raised from a successful Kickstarter campaign. Trying to pin down Nikki's style, critics and reviewers have compared her to Patti Loveless and Gillian Welch. But to leave those comparisons alone, there would be doing a disservice to her undeniable stage presence, which you're going to see in just a couple of minutes. Her album, Beautiful Charmer, garnered the number 7 spot in WNCW's top 20 regional releases of 2010, one of my favorite public radio stations, by the way, and number 23 in top 100 releases, and features Grammy Award-winning alt-country icon Jim Lauderdale, among other guests. Delighted to have her with us tonight. Please join me in welcoming Nikki Talley.
Thank you all very much. We're going to start off with a little tune. We are from the mountains of North Carolina, but I'm going to start off with a little song about the sea. This one's called Anna Marie. Oh, to hold. so close. You know no man ever lived to tell. She'd sing for dry eye man, I would make me forget I'll never stand. And then those boys would call on my captain. We've run aground again, I guess we'll just make our graves right here in the sand. Thank y'all. That's for all the mermaids out there, those ladies who sink ships with their hips. You know who you are. It's actually a tune about my grandmother, who was 93 and still a mermaid and still wild as everything. All right. So we are by the sea, of course. I'm going to do this tune here. Another tune about the sea. This one's a song that I actually got to write when I was out at my friend Pat's house out at Inverarity Point. And this is for all my captain friends and fisher friends out there in the world. This song is called Let's Go Out on the Water. y'all. Thank y'all so much. All right, let's do this little tune here called Walk Away, but y'all don't have to. We'd appreciate it if you would all stay in here. And my goodness, there's a lot more people in here than there were when we got here at 4 o'clock. So thank y'all for letting us have faces to sing to in here this evening. For all my folks back home listening too, hello, hello.
It's close.
Thank you. All right. Mickey Talley and Jason Sharp, they will be back with us also in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live, of course. All right. Y'all having a good time?
Yeah.
I told you you would. I'm telling you. I can't remember the last time I had these folks on the show. It's been a while. And then I had them booked. And then, of course, the show crashed and burned. And then we were reborn. And we were glad to have them back on the schedule. The Believers, Craig Aspen and Cynthia Franzina, met in the now-famed Sunset Tavern in Seattle several years ago and began a serious love affair with old-school country, soul, and roots music that would take them to live in places like New Orleans and most recently Nashville. Their journey began playing a unique blend of styles that since earned them praise from contemporaries Buddy Miller, Jim Lauderdale, and the BBC Radio's Bob Harris, who declared them as simply brilliant. Craig and Cynthia have toured the U.S., the U.K., and Europe and have released three albums. They're presently touring in support of their Motown-esque new single, Give Me Some Love, and they even have a red vinyl version of it back here on the table, so you need to check that thing out. When asked to describe their music, Craig and Cynthia don't miss a beat, saying we're a rock band with a country problem. Britain's Rock and Reel magazine wrote that the Believers are what Johnny and June might have sounded like if they jammed with the White Stripes. Their new single and video, Give Me Some Love, is their first new recording in 5 years and was produced by Jeb Puryear of Donna the Buffalo. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live, The Believers.
In Bristol County, there are no strangers, slaving hard, life wastes away, fields of dust, blowing nowhere, skin like leather, souls to pray. In one speaks of glory, his salvation, here one day, but his left hand calloused over the devil's work, some will say. the believers by the grace of the believers by the grace.
Thank you so much. Nice to be
Thank
here
you.
Again. We come from Seattle, Washington. Don't worry, we didn't drive straight through. Our car had trouble in Alabama.
Whoops.
And the fella under the hood, he said, so where are you headed? So we were like, Pensacola. And he was like, Florida. Leave on vacation, come back on probation. Is that true?
We haven't left yet, so we just got here. Thanks, Pat, for having us back, too.
This is a brand new one.
This was your life. wish you.
Well, like Pat said, we fancy ourselves a rock band with a country problem. So we get a little ruckusy sometimes. This is another new song that we haven't yet recorded. Or actually, sorry, we did. What am I saying? I'm confused.
It's the B-side to our single.
That's right. It is our B-side. It just hasn't been on an actual CD, full-length CD.
We didn't call it B-side. We cut... the first song we cut in upstate New York with our friends Don of the Buffalo, they were our backup band. So we called that the New York side. And the other song we cut in Nashville with members of Emmy Lou Harris's band, and we called that the Nashville side.
That's right, you can't get much more Nashville than that. It was an honor to play with those guys. Anyway, we asked them and they said yes, and we were like, wow, okay, that was easy. Maybe we should have had Emmy come and sing backup with us. Darn. Maybe next time. Ready?
Criticize what you don't understand. Let it be. you don't understand. Let it be. Just let it be what it is.
Thank you all so much.
The Believers. All right, we got more of that coming in the second half as well when Craig and Cynthia rejoin us. All right, got some good energy going here tonight. We got a full house of beautiful people. You know, we do this musical love fest the first Thursday of every month right here in the Museum of Commerce, located on the historic campus of the University of West Florida. And hope you'll join us. If you're listening tonight and not here, you're missing a lot of fun. So we'd hope to see you down here. You can also watch it on Channel 4 on Cox Cable every night at 9 o'clock. We have current programs and also archival programs going back many, many years. So lots to enjoy. You can also listen to it online at wuwf.org, and we have programs archived there as well.